Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Latest crop weather update showing our winter wheat crop basically unchanged from a week ago. We're in fair shape right now, but waiting for more moisture in many of our wheat parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas. Kansas wheat crop right now rated 39% good to excellent, 44% fair, 17% poor to very poor. The Texas wheat crop 55% good to excellent, 36% fair, 9% poor to very poor. And the Oklahoma wheat crop 44% in good to excellent shape, 41% fair, 15% poor to very poor. The battle over putting a right to farm constitutional amendment on the state ballot in Oklahoma ramping up. Already done, a vote in the state house, 90-6, overwhelming victory there, but still to come a tough vote in the state senate. One group that's ready, willing, and able to help local agricultural interests to get this thing across the finish line and passed by the state senate, then voted on by the people, is Protect the Harvest. The founder of Protect the Harvest is Forrest Lucas of Lucas Oil Products. And he believes this is a battle that we've got to win as primarily animal agriculture going toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye with the Humane Society of the U.S., according to Forrest Lucas, already promoting a no vote in the state Senate via an email campaign as well as a TV commercial that they've produced.
They've already started. They've already run the first ad now, and it's all lies. If you ever see one of their ads, like on television, when you see the poor old cats and dogs and send us money, we'll take care of them. That's a lie. None of that money goes to the animals. And they're lying now, and they're going to lie till this election is over with. So disregard what they're saying. It is lies. All lies.
Forrest Lucas, who's founder of Lucas Oil Products and founder also of an organization called Protect the Harvest. Their website is protecttheharvest.com. And a mission statement on the site and in a handout that they give out to folks to learn that allows you to learn more about Protect the Harvest. They make no bones about taking on animal activist organizations, especially the Humane Society of the U.S. They call them extreme animal rights organizations that beg for money under the false pretense of animal welfare, but their money is actually used to disrupt all animal agriculture, hunting, fishing, and even pet ownership. Protect the Harvest is there to counteract the claims of HSUS. A major USDA report out today, prospective planting numbers to be released by Uncle Sam, expected to be showing fewer acres of corn, wheat, perhaps even cotton, more acres of soybeans, and likely more acres of grain sorghum as well here for 2015. You've got farm news on Ron.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
That's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.